Welcome back to another episode of Up in Smoke. I am your host. This episode is going to be a different one. So unfortunately, my little cousin had passed away recently, and so I'm kind of still like dealing with that. I kind of just wanted to talk about him, you know what I'm saying? Because it was really unfortunate and sudden, and you know, I kind of want y'all to know what kind of person he was, you know. So I had met Tristan my sophomore year in high school. I had met him. You know, I'm always good with kids. I've always been good with kids. It would be to a point to where people would tell me like I'm being their dad and all that shit, you know, but I've always loved babies. You know, my mom used to run a daycare too, so like I just knew how to like take care of him, you know. And so like he was this cute little big head baby. Big head baby. And you know, we used to vibe all the time when he was a baby and a kid, you know. So they used to like leave all the kids at the crib while they all go out and have fun. You know what I'm saying? I never cared. I always loved watching everyone just be together and hang out with them, but you know, and as time's went by, I moved out of Washington after my sophomore year, so I didn't really get to see him grow up, you know. But 2017 had rolled around, and he was the reason why I wanted to move back to Washington. If only I could live with my uncle to go hang with Tristan, you know what I'm saying? So when my uncle gave me the okay to move in with him, he kind of didn't remember me. But I used to come home all the time come to Washington all the time and come visit. I used to always go visit them. I used to, you know, go visit my Uncle Derek, and Tristan. You know, I just got told the other day, I used to push him in a box for hours when I went to go visit, you know? So I had, it's crazy. So my biggest decision on reason why I moved to Washington really is because I wanted to get more close to Tristan, because that was my main goal. You know what I'm saying? Like that was my dog growing up. So I wanted to be there for him. So when I first moved there, he remembered me, but not really. So, you know, I had to let him like warm up to me, and he did, you know? So I used to go in his little playroom and help him build his Lego sets, or I'll go in his room all the time and go like mess with him, or you know what I'm saying? And he'll be on his room. I can vividly see it right now. Like I literally will walk up the stairs, look in his room, and he's on his tablet, headphones in, and he'll close it, take his headphones out, and he'll start trying to swing at me. That was our way of playing. We always used to wrestle and shit. We created a cool-ass bond as I got older, and he started, like, getting to really know me, you know what I'm saying? So, we had a bond to where it was like, we called him bro hugs, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I love giving hugs. I give hugs to all my homies, you know what I'm saying? Like, boy or girl, does not matter. Always give out love, you know what I'm saying? That's my way of giving out love to y'all. So, like, we created this thing. I was like, well, just let's call them bro hugs. And so we called it, that was our thing. So anytime I would see him, be like, let me get a bro hug. He'd be like, all right, I'll see you later. Or like, he'll be leaving, I'll be like, all right, bro hug. Or he'll tell me, he'll be like, all right, bro hug. You know what I'm saying? So that was me and my guy's thing. So I grew a good bond with my guy, and we used to play all the time. We used to love watching movies together. I could say the last time I went to go hang out with him, well, when I was living there, I would go in his room and I'd tell him to put on a movie, and I'll sit on the floor or lay on the floor, and he'll be in his bed, and we'll just sit there and watch movies, until we both fall asleep. I'm sorry. It's kind of hard to really talk about it. But so yeah, so we after I moved out of my uncle's house after the 2 years, sorry, I had to get a little sip. I would go over. I normally get my packages delivered to their crib anyway, because my apartments, they always get stolen. So anytime I would get a package, I'd be like, "Where's Tristan? Where's Tristan? What is he doing? How's he doing?" You know, I always ask about my guy. The last time I was over there, the second to last time I was over there, we were watching, like, I just decided to, like, go bug him and just sit in the room and chill with him, because I wasn't doing it in a while. So we just put on, like, he loves, bro, when I tell y'all, this kid watched The Simpsons, Family Guy, South Park. This kid watched this shit at a young age. Like, bro, we were sitting there for about we were sitting on his tablet for a good hour watching some funny ass South Park clips or like Stewie clips. You know what I'm saying? Then life was just happening for me and I'm trying to get my shit in order, you know. And as I was leaving for Texas, this is probably like the last time I had seen him. I had a package there. I had to go get my clothes, and you know, I stopped and talked to my Uncle Derek, and then I was like, "Is Tristan here?" He was like, "Yeah, he's in his room." So you know, I go in the room. He was like, whoa, "Who are you?" And I'm like, "Who are you, dude? You know, your hair is getting long. Your voice is getting a little deep, you know." And, you know, we're just talking to his friends in the room, so I didn't want to, like, intrude. But, like, I was just asking, like, "How you been, man?" Like, you know. He was like, "Yeah, I've been good." And I told him, I was like, "When I get back from Texas, like, I'm going to come visit you. Like, I'm going to come hang out with you. This is going to be a me and you day." He was like, "All right, bet." Well, he didn't say bet, but he was like, "All right, cool." And I was like, "Bro hug." And, yeah, I got the bro hug. And then, you know, I went on my trip, came back, and then, I get a text from his sister telling me something had happened to him, and she's telling me like, "Oh, but he's gonna be fine, like everything's good." And I was like, "All right, bet." And I had called my mom and told her, and I just broke down, bro. Like, sweetest fucking kid, man. Nothing but joy out of that kid's eyes, and you know, and like, you would never, you know. I was lost for words. Cause I had seen a Lego set for us too, that it was supposed to come out April 1st, and it did come out April 1st, and it was the DeLorean Back to the Future, cause we both love that movie. So I was gonna buy both of it for us, and I was gonna build it. I'm still gonna buy it, and I'm just gonna build it and, you know, go give it to him at his site. A week goes by, you know, I couldn't go visit him because he had COVID, and a week goes by, and they're like, "Yo, go see Tristan, you know, this is his last day." And when I tell you, bro, like, that was literally one of the hardest, that's literally one of the hardest things for me, because like, he was supposed to outlive me, you know what I'm saying? And so I go see him one last time, and I hope he did hear me, you know what I'm saying? And I just told him, I was like, "Bro, I love you, like, you're like my little brother." And yeah, it was rough to see him like that. And, you know, my uncle came in the room and we were talking, and I said my goodbyes, my final goodbyes. And I think that's why I'm not beating myself up as much, is because I got to see him and I got to say what I got to say to him. You know, he was one of the sweetest kids I've ever known. I never heard him scream. I never heard him, you know, never seen him get mad or frustrated, you know. Never seen none of that. So, I'm chilling at my homie's house. And, you know, they were going to, I thought they were going to keep him up there for a while. And then, you know, I texted my cousin and I was like, what are they doing? And then, you know, she told me he was gone. And I just sat in my car and I just cried, bro. Like, yeah, man, that it's rough. It's really rough to see that, especially for someone so young who really didn't even get to live, you know? So, yeah, man, that kid was nothing but joy. That's all he did. I remember he would always come in my room. Always come in my room to see what I'm doing. He'll do a backflip literally every time because I didn't have no bed or anything. I put two like mattresses on the floor and made it into like a little canopy, not a canopy, but like a something kind of big, like for me to lay on the floor, you know. And he'll come in and do a backflip on it, or he'd be like, "What are you doing?" Or "What are you watching?" You know, and come bug me, you know. Yeah, so I didn't even know this. I didn't even know, but, you know, his funeral had came up, and I was an honorary pallbearer for his funeral. And, yeah, that was really special to me. Like, really, truly special. Yeah, because me and that kid, bro, we would stay up all night playing video games together. Or he would, he had me beat Spider-Man for him, just so he could use all the suits, you know. So yeah, his funeral had came, and it was rough. It truly was one of the roughest days, and I'm still kind of like still trying to process it, but like my heart isn't as heavy as like I said, because I got to, you know, say what I wanted to say to him on his last day. And you know, it's one of those things, man, when, like, you don't know, like, what's ever going to happen in life, bro. Like, cherish those moments with your people. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of wish I got to hang out with him more. You know, I kind of, that's one thing I'm beating myself up about, is I wish I got to, like, hang out with him a little bit more. You know, but I had, I thanked my uncle for letting me be in his funeral, and I was just like, I appreciate it. Like, this was literally lost for words, and my uncle was just like, you know, like, he really did love hanging out with you, and I kind of just lost it, you know. My mom's there with me, too, and, yeah, I can't fathom the thought that my guy is not going to be here anymore. So it's one of those like really rough spots, kind of like a blur in my life right now, that it's kind of hard to not understand, you know? That kid was nothing but a bright light in my life. And I'm truly going to miss him. I'm truly going to miss him. So when y'all see me post that tattoo of the Roman numerals on my face or on my Instagram, that's his dates, his birthday, and then, you know, the day he passed away. And I got another tattoo I was supposed to actually get, was a Godzilla, because my guy loves Godzilla. I remember the first day I moved in, this dude told me everything he knew about Godzilla, is about his favorite one, yada, yada, yada. So when, like, Godzilla vs. King Kong came out, like, he was hyped. He was hyped about it, you know, and he liked the robotic one, so that's the tattoo I wanted to get, you know, just to honor him, you know, because that was my guy, you know. Cherish your loved ones, man. You never know when it truly, you never know what might happen. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've been kind of like trying to grieve about it in different ways to not think about it, because it does hurt. It does hurt. It hurts a lot. Just when I was just at his funeral, I just couldn't, like, it's rough, you know. It truly was. They play, you know how they be playing those videos at people's funerals, bro, and I couldn't even finish watching it. You know, and everyone's like, "Oh, are you coming to the dinner?" I was like, "No, I'm not doing it. I gotta take my mom to the airport." I honestly, like I said, it was really one of the worst days, was losing him. So, you know, I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to do better for him, you know, because I know he wouldn't want me sad at all. But goddamn, that kid, when I tell you, he made me smile, and we used to go to the park all the time. It's like, now I go to my uncle's house, and, like, I haven't even been to my uncle's house since, because I'm scared if I step in his room. It's just a little hard, like I said. Just a little bit. But, yeah. I just want y'all to know, like, that kid was really one of the important people in my life. And living in Washington ain't even gonna be the same anymore, honestly. But rest in love, Tristan. You know, that kid's always gonna be in my heart. Yeah, he's not gonna go anywhere ever. So at least when I get old enough and I have my own kids, I can tell them how cool their fucking uncle was. You know? I went to go visit him today, and it's still kind of weird, and, you know, because I want my bro hugs, man. I miss them. You know? So I kind of just wanted to go get one of those today from him. And kind of, like, just seeing that kind of just put me back to how I was feeling, like, 2 weeks ago. So, like, just, like, the heaviness on me is just, it's a lot. But, yeah. I just wanted to share, like, a few memories with my guy, because, like I said, he was a big piece in my life. Yeah, no. I appreciate y'all for tuning in on this episode of Up in Smoke. If I don't post after this, I'm kind of still grieving, you know, trying to get better. So I'll be back. It won't be long, but I'll be back probably soon. Thank y'all for listening.